from selfishness to self-love to compassion. From the first breath we take, the seed of selfishness is planted within us. It is the natural state of every living thing, an instinct for survival that we all possess. Selfishness is the foundation of all births, and there is nothing inherently wrong with it. Different levels of selfishness correspond to different levels of intelligence and spiritual consciousness. Yet, it is important to be aware of the selfishness within us, to recognize its unconscious influence on our thoughts and actions. Many moralists, often preaching about selflessness, condemn selfishness as sinful. But how can it be wrong to be selfish when self-preservation is a natural instinct? Perhaps these preachers should stop breathing, drinking, and eating to live up to their teachings. The truth is, selfishness is only considered negative or sinful by those with an unconscious mind. It is time to stay true to ourselves first and see the truth within us. The physical state of selfishness is the most basic level of self-preservation. We breathe and eat to survive, an inherently selfish act. If selfishness is sinful, then shouldn't suicide and murder be considered virtuous? At the mental level, the ego creates a false identity that feeds into our selfishness. The realization of our selfishness helps us recognize the existence of the ego. Selflessness can only exist through selfishness, and so it cannot be a sin. Buddha shared all the good he had with those around him out of extreme selfishness, realizing that his own joy would increase when others were joyful. It is impossible to be truly happy while others around us suffer. Loving oneself is essential before sharing love with others, but it must be done with self-responsibility and never at the expense of others. This form of selfishness transcends into selflessness, a conscious and moral act. Seeking love at the expense of others leads to misery for ourselves and others. It is an unconscious form of selfishness that must be avoided. Helping oneself first is not selfish, but rather a necessary step towards helping others. There should be no guilt in our limitations to help others. Awareness of our selfishness is crucial, far more important than the actions themselves. Stay true to yourself and be aware of your direction. Share the good with others when you can, and do not feel guilty when you cannot due to your limitations. Stay aware, stay true, and the truth will set you free. In the depths of our souls, we all crave love and acceptance. Yet, all too often, we turn towards selfishness in pursuit of these desires. We hoard our love and resources, afraid to share them with others for fear of losing what we hold dear. But what we fail to realize is that selfishness is not love. In fact, it is the very opposite. Self-love, on the other hand, is the key to unlocking the deepest, most profound love that exists within us. It is a love that is rooted in compassion, understanding, and kindness towards ourselves and others. It is the love that connects us to the divine, to the universe, and to each other. The more we embrace self-love, the more we realize that we are not separate from the world around us. We are all part of the same universal energy, connected through our souls and our shared experiences. It is only through the lens of self-love that we can truly appreciate this interconnectedness and see the beauty in everything around us. It is not wrong to be selfish, but it blinds us to the wonders of the world. It closes our hearts and minds, leading us down a path of isolation and loneliness. It is a prison of our own making, locking us away from the love and connection that we so desperately crave. But there is hope. By choosing self-love over selfishness, we can break free from our self-imposed limitations and tap into the infinite potential of the universe. We can open our hearts and minds to the wonders of the world, and allow ourselves to be filled with the divine love that surrounds us. Through self-love, we become vessels of light, shining our radiance on all those around us. We become beacons of hope, spreading love and positivity wherever we go. And in doing so, we transform not only ourselves, but the world around us as well. So let us choose self-love over selfishness, and allow ourselves to be swept away by the boundless love and connection that surrounds us. For in doing so, we unlock the key to our true purpose in life, to love and be loved, and to spread that love to all those around us.